Yo, this is Ryan from Off With Their Heads, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts,
Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, Mike.
Come on, let's do this.
You ready to go, Blood?
I am. I feel good, man. Yeah? I'm ready to represent.
All right.
For then. Underground radio all across the motherfucking globe. It's Radio Like You Want. We've returned. Mike Routier is the mastermind. Mike, what the fuck are we talking about this week?
Tell you what, Blag, we got a full list going on this week. We got our regular features, of course. We're going globe trotting. We got the estrogen OD. It came from the garage. Ooh, we got a scary one this week, Blag.
Oh!
That's right. We also got our new correspondent, John Gentile, is going to be telling us about some new music.
I like the way he pronounces his name. He doesn't just say, I'm John Gentile.
No.
He tries to mask it.
Tiptoes around that. And it's the big elephant in the room.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care. And then we were talking to some of your friends. They're off with their heads. Now, you guys go way back.
Speaking of the big
right?
elephant in the room, Off With Their Heads came through. Partying, that special blend of party and depression that defines Off With Their Heads. We had a great time. We were talking to them. We did a big interview. We played some of their songs. And
check. All by the book, Flag.
That's right. We did stuff like a regular show does this time around.
All by the rules. That's right. And in this week, we're also doing another one of our condensed concert. We take a concert and distill it down to its pure essence. You know, summertime, the concert season.
This week, you went for Keith Morris and Off. This is a fine one. It's new. Even John Gentile couldn't get too mad at us for this one.
No, I think he might even approve of us, gray hair pickers for that one. But we got all kinds of good tunes. Start off one from San Francisco locals. This is the Barfeeders right here on Radio.
Like You Want, motherfucker. Back again, conquering the East Coast, representing Greedy Worldwide.
Oh!
Suck dicks!
sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Globetrotter, every week we travel the globe. Mike, tell us where we're going this week.
Exotic lands, Black. I'm talking about like far
this
off.
This is Martin Denny type
exotic
shit.
Places. Switzerland, of course. Where the finest garage music lives. We got Urban Junior with their new hit, Mencha Oratia, from the Two-Headed Demon release. This is on the River and Beatman's Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Ich oder ihr, Hass oder Liebe, Mensch oder Tier.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer over at punknews.org. I'm here to dust off the dust and bring you the freshest of fresh, brand new punk rock jams. Today's jam is fresh off the press. The group is called Career Suicide. They're from Canada, and their music is a good mix of 80s-style hardcore and new-style San Francisco garage rock. The track is called Cherry Beach, and it's about being punk rock and getting wasted at the beach. Check it out.
Yeah.
again.
Ah, Jesus H. John Gentile bringing us some brand new tracks there. Career Suicide, name of the band.
These kids today, I'll tell you, you give them a guitar, a microphone, watch them go.
Oh, yeah.
I got some chairs in the attic, Mike. We could put on a show. It's big, inspiring, man. The youngsters out there.
Big thanks to John Gentile for sending that one in. Brand new Radio Like You Want correspondent. Stoked to have him on board. Before that, we heard our Globetrotter, the episode Urban Junior, Minch Oratia from Two-Headed Demon. Secret Hate before that, little old school. Edge Marine, Vegetables Dancing, 1983. And we started things off with the San Francisco Legends, the Bar Feeders. Lefty from their classic 50 Ways to Leave Your Liver.
Man, we're going to play a show with the Bar Feeders at Gilman Street in Berkeley, of all places. We're returning to the scene of the crime 25 years later. Bar Feeders will be there. La Plebe is going to be there October 30th. Drug Lords of the Avenues. It's on and on. Bunch of ripping local regular kind of guys.
Can you put me on the list?
Fuck no, man. Ow. It's DIY. You get in if you bring a can of creamed corn for poor people.
That's the way they do it there in Berkeley.
I'm going with a 13-year-old girl just to make a statement about all ages shows and why they're good.
They'll chop off your head if you do that, Black. Off with your head, they say. That's how they chant out there.
That's who we talked to this week. We talked about tour. We talked about drug abuse. We talked about sadness. Mike Ruthier got down and dirty with Off With Their Heads.
Drive.
Live in the studio, Off With Their Heads, making a rare Bay Area appearance. Gentlemen, thank Very you rare. So much for showing up.
You got me to come out here, man, onto this weird peninsula.
So this isn't a new record anymore. We can't really lie and say that it's new. How's your old Nobody Cares Anymore record going?
That's exactly how it is.
Is everybody hanging out with it?
It's been a year. You're supposed to do a record a year, right?
Did you cross the world, though, for this one? You guys went all over the place
this
time.
Yep, we did. Twice. Or we will. We went to Australia. That was cool.
Uh-huh. How was that? Did you crawl in any pouches down there?
Yeah. No. I don't know. It was cool. It was with Against Me. So they took care of us.
Okay, so you guys are beloved now among punk rockers. When did that happen? When did that moment come when everybody didn't hate you anymore and now everybody loved you?
That did happen, actually, totally, didn't it?
Against Me took us out the first time, I guess. I don't know. But they were the first band to really take us out, but I don't know when that moment was. I don't know.
They just heard our record and wanted to bring us on
tour. They just called you up and said, yeah, your record's great.
Yeah, let's go. And ever since then, we
really,
take advantage of
it. And we're talking a lot about your record. Your first record is called what?
Recess put out our first thing.
And it's called?
It's called Hospitals. And then after that, we went to the No Idea, the From the Bottom record.
Okay. And the latest, greatest?
And the latest is called In Desolation.
Now, you guys have been out on the road. Tell me what you've seen. Is America sicker or is it on the mend?
Definitely getting fatter. I don't know.
Getting fatter?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting fatter.
The ladies at your shows, are they getting bigger all the time? Do you think it's corn? Do you think it's corn in our diet? Non-GMO
corn.
It could be
that refined cornmeal.
Should we just keep being totally predictable and play the first song on the first thing? What was that? I am you.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I am you from the bottom. It's Off With Their Heads on radio.
Like you want.
Their heads. Now, I know lately they've been having you run around, do all the hype. You're kicking it in Hollywood with the cast of Twilight. What's it like now that full-fledged superstardom is upon you?
Every time Robbie goes back to New York, people, what do? They get super pissed at you.
Because you're more famous now, yeah. And they're jealous?
Like, oh, you're too cool now, Robbie?
Yeah, I don't know. I have this one friend that freaked out and like, oh, you're too cool now? And I was just asking if I could sleep on her couch while we were while we had time off. I'm like, what? No, I'm not different. I'm just asking if I can sleep on your couch for a week.
But yeah, wait, but
because
we're
superstars, but he's homeless.
Right. That's usually not a sign that you've changed, that you're begging to stay on somebody's thing. That you'd think you'd be keeping it real. You know?
He's definitely keeping it real.
So what happened? So what did she say? No, you can't stay on my couch because you've changed?
Basically, yeah. So wow. If that makes any sense, I don't know.
That totally makes sense.
Everyone loves rock bands, and they love the people in them, and they love the records that they love. And yet, if you just dare to be in a band, they hate your guts.
I thought we'd get a lot more shit for going to Epitaph when we did, but I was kind of bummed
Nobody cares about that
Nobody
anymore.
Cares anymore.
Yeah, like, that used to be a big deal, like that you went somewhere supposedly commercial. But
did anybody say anything?
I managed
you
to go there and not
that?
Sell any records.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys are more abstract, and you definitely push a more abstract thing lyrically. Yeah. Seems like you're not big on beating people over the head with any ideology.
No, not at all. I don't know, dude. I just write shit about being bummed out. It seems funny to me. It takes that shit and makes it funny. People take it very seriously, but I think it's kind of funny, you know?
it's a way of processing how miserable the world really is.
Yeah.
And just kind of...
But then, like, making jokes, like, rhyming different words that are depressing words that are funny to me.
Let's just pull one out randomly and make fun of it. I'm sick of going out of my mind every time I see somebody who looks like you. It's killing me because I think you're there for me. When I realize you're not, it's back to despair.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
See, like, so, to me, that's super dramatic, right?
Right.
But it's funny.
But it's funny.
Yeah, I think so.
But, like, do your girlfriends see that and then get all angry at you? Like, why did you write this?
Does
it make you miserable to be with me? Here, we'll role play, Ryan. I'll be the girlfriend.
Ryan, why are you always so miserable? How come it's not great to be with me?
Because you're fat.
Wow, I try my best. I mean, I work out. It's not easy being your girl, Ryan.
I bet not. Because
these bitches calling at 3 in the morning. And they're always trying to, I don't know, they seem sad too.
Yikes.
This is what we do on Radio Like You Want.
Break out the music for you guys to get the puppets out. Working some issues.
All right, we're going to do something obscure, weird, and bizarre from Off With Their Heads on Radio Like You Want. Radio Like You Want. They stopped by the studio. We got deep into their psyche, Mike. Their sadness, their cruelty, but ultimately their triumph.
Yeah, you reached deep in their brain and just ripped it right out of their skull. We examined it and tried to fit it back in, but didn't, you know, it was still a little hanging out. But they managed to find the door, and it was all good.
Put it in formaldehyde, Off With Their Heads on Radio Like You Want. What did we hear?
That was a very, very rare one. It's not even on the internet, Black. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Follow You
on the
from
internet.
The Follow You 7-inch. And before that, we heard I Am You from their latest The Bottom. And we heard one called Drive from In Desolation. Sandwiched in between that fantastic interview you did there, my friend.
To
nice
Frampton.
Job.
Frampton, it was I'm
nice
In
job,
You.
Black. That was fantastic.
Hey, Godspeed. Peter Frampton, it was I'm In You. Off With Their Heads, I Am You. I mean, in this case, they're positing a new dialectic, man, for a new punk.
They totally are. In fact, you know, I was just writing a little thesis about that, and my main point was...
Oh, man, it looks like the ladies have come to shut you the fuck down.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the touching, caring, gentler side of radio like you want. Blag, this week we have PJ Harvey.
Oh, you gotta dig her. She looks kind of like Anne Frank, and you know I dig that.
Anne Frank gets you all wound up. But she's big. 50-foot Queenie is one of her big hits that came out earlier in her career. Now, her career has had a lot of longevity, Blag, and you might forget the classics she put out in the early days, mired in all that new muckety muck. We're bringing you the classics right here on Radio Like You Want. PJ Harvey, Estrogen OD.
Tonight. Hey, why don't we all gang rape her right here? Cheers, buddy. She's wet, she's loose. The song's called No Reason, new song. Oh, grow up, woman, grow up. We'll be right back.
get blown. I be the sick lunatic with the devilish poem. From the mist of the darkness, I come with this. Hit it straight to the chest like a primary miss. Best director, yeah, the fanatical type. I'm like a bat in the night when it's time to take flight. Here I am in the flesh, and yes, I love cess. I'm obsessed by the sounds the track possess. Intellectual, killer, special, majestical. Roping up the devils, have them hanging from my testicles. Nowhere to run to, baby. There's nowhere to hide. Shake your brains like an earthquake. A lot of people admit that I am wrong. I cover my ass like a VIM store.
As a child, a bad seed was on the prowl, running mad wild, cause death was my style. The crazy maniac, yo, boomer tick. I circle like a shark when the fresh blood drips. Needles to the pin, now you're in. I eat them, then I feed them, chop, chop, ripping sheets from your skin. Terror is in, with the RZA in the grim. Problem one now begins. Up your skull to the size of a tweeter. Record to the meter. So tell me who could be the next one. Grave diggers, complex, death oath. And watch gate keep. Killer fucking note. Here we go. I'm cursed with the dawn. You was born. And now I'm slaying every new firstborn.
Nowhere to run, run, nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run, run, nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run, run, nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run, run, nowhere to hide.
Nigga, you gon' see who.
Intercept the rap of a brother who has kept his status. Stop the madness, that is. I phone just to show that black, y'all can know that me being whack is like now some cold jack. Eruptions of volcanoes occur when I speak, but I twist my dialect and get caught by tornadoes.
Brand new there, Wugazi from the Cecil Otter and Swiss Andy DJs extraordinaire, mashing up a little Wu-Tang and Fugazi classic right there. Huh?
I give them much props for that one, as they say out in that realm.
Oh, do they now?
I'm telling you, man.
13 Chambers
is
the name of the release. It just came out. Free download. Get online. Check it out. Wugazi.com. Name of that track was Nowhere to Wait. Before that, Minor Threat, live one there from 1982, live at Irving Plaza in New York. And we started things out with our estrogen OD of the episode, PJ Hardy, 50 Foot Queenie from her sophomore release, Rid of Me.
That was some grungy ass PJ Hardy. People forget she pumped out some noisy tracks back in the day.
Early 90s, kind of a punky sort of a thing going on.
And you got to give her points for looking like Anne Frank. When I was in Amsterdam this time around, I saw a band called Anne Frank Zappa, which I thought was pretty classic.
Were they any good?
Well, I just came in at the tail end of the show, so I don't know, but I'm going to assume that they were good. And I'm gonna assume... Oh,
what the?
Man.
Holy shit,
the
Wag.
Wolves are baying at the door.
Good
you
Lord.
Know what that means, Mike. It's Kate.
From the garage! Ow! Blag, what are we listening to this week, my friend?
I will tell you what, it's The Midnighters. That's with a T-H-double-E,
Midnighters. Whoa, look out with those E's.
Jump, jive, and harmonize. This is, there's no way to describe the beauty, the majesty, the wonder of this track.
You know them from Whittier Boulevard, classic surf track, East L.A., Chicano Power back in the 60s.
Arriba, Arriba.
It came from the garage.
We'll be right back. soul, baby. I got the faith. You got the soul, baby. It's all it takes to jump, jive and harmonize. To jump, jive and harmonize. Come on, come on, please. Come on, baby, baby, please. All right, take everything up tight. Oh yes, you do. So baby, I got the power. The way you groove, the girl will turn. And it's sweet and sour. Now you gotta jump, jive and harmonize. I said jump, jive and harmonize. Oh, be up, girl. You make me feel alright. So baby, that's all it takes.
Style, dreams, the Yum Yum Girls have it, and swing into action in a new motion picture where anything goes for a crack at the top.
You two are going to get the break of a lifetime.
A fast-swinging romp through a multi-million dollar industry, the entertainment world. The Yum Yum Girls, always game for something new. Anything could happen, any place, any time.
I mean, I'm the girl you're looking for.
A film that takes you inside the sizzling world of the Yum Yum Girls. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Poontang! Poontang! Poon is a hook. Tang is a kiss. I've been marooned on an island in the South Pacific, missing my love in each night. Now that I'm home, I go right out and get me some Poontang. Tired of talking to tigers, to kangaroos, and singing a song to a goose. Now that I'm home on the loose, gonna get me some Poontang. Now Poon is a hug. I wanted a hug so badly I was blowing my tropical top. A tang is a kiss. I wanted a kiss so badly, wanna Poontang. I never to stop. I don't want to eat and I don't want to sleep. I've got a yen that I'm dying to bleed. Till I get weak in the knees, gonna get me that Poontang. 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 Poontang.
That's Poontang.
Hugging and a kissing.
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 That's Poontang.
Poontang. Poon is a hug. I want a hug so badly I was blowing my tropical top. A tang is a kiss. I wanted a kiss so badly, wanna Poontang. I never to stop. Don't want to eat and I don't want to sleep. I got a yen that I'm dying to flee. Till I get weak in the knees, gonna get me that Poontang. 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 Gonna
gonna get me some, gonna get me some Boontang.
We are the Locker Room Girls. We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie, and I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
What you will, see it how you must. You got a broken choose when it comes to those you trust. You miss the flashing signs, for you she's way too fine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. She's gonna steal your heart, she's gonna rot your mind. She's gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. I told you more than once, I told you more than twice. Good pussy is a fool's game, you got better odds with dice. Now you're running hard, you got your back against the wall. Good pussy on the mountaintop, but now it's time to fall. She gonna steal your heart, she gonna rot your mind. She gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. There really ain't no rainbows falling down on gold. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't say you ain't been told. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't say you ain't been told. I know it don't add up, count it back from nine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. Good pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine.
Sean Wheeler and Xander Schloss, good pussy. You know you can't live without it, Mike. You gotta have that good pussy.
It's like heroin, Blag.
Sean and Xander, that's like heroin to me. Before that, we heard the Treniers' Boontang from the Boontang Moondog release, 1952. And before that, we went deep into the garage. Mike's pick of the week. This was the Midnighters. Jump, Jive, and Harmonize.
1967 classic garage soul track right there. Gotta love that one, Blag.
I don't. I hate everything. This week I'm going more goth. I just don't like anything that we're playing.
Ooh, Blag. It makes me sad and just want to stay inside and write poetry.
That's right. I want to cry a lot.
Watch some Harry Potter reruns.
I love Harry because it makes you hopeful.
Now, summertime is here. It's the concert season. Blag, I know you're taking your band, the Dwarves, out on the road. Were you and Nashville Pussy jumping on the bus, running
again
around the Midwest somewhere?
We're hanging out with Nashville Pussy the next 2 weeks. We're going to be out and about throughout the Midwest. We're going to Texas. We're going to Chicago, Minneapolis, all over the globe, man.
Is that the globe to you? That's the globe to people that live in those states, that's for sure.
Most of the people there have gotten rid of the outhouse. They use a regular toilet, Mike. You'd be amazed.
I said balls to that. Now, we're taking concerts. We're just stealing them down to their bare essence because it is the summertime season and we need a classic concert for you. Off here live at Amoeba in Hollywood. This is all you need to know, folks, on Radio Like You Want.
We are off. I am not, yes,
Drinking and just hanging out with the regular folks.
Play some Black Flag.
Totally.
All right, that's off right there. A little condensed concert. Took the concert and just distilled it right down to its essence. Although, actually, we don't have to do that with off because their sets are about as long as the Dwarves sets. They play like 15 minutes or something.
You know,
and Keith Morris has to banter it out. There's probably more Keith Morris banter in their set than there actually
is. He's a good banterer. You got to give him credit. He can banter with the best of them.
He banters like the best of them, my friend.
But you heard five big tracks, Upside Down, Now I'm Pissed, I Don't Belong, Black Thoughts, Panic Attack, all from off. You got to give them credit. They came back from nowhere. Kicking ass and taking names in the music biz, man.
Well, the Circle Jerks kind of dissipated a little bit. Greg Hedson doing the Bad Religion thing full-time. Xander off with his massive internationally known project, Sean Wheeler and Xander Sloss. And Keith Morris got his own thing now, off.
And off came in with some crazy 45s, set the music world on fire.
Let's hear some more Wugazi. I'm just hooked on that stuff. I can't get enough of it. Wugazi, radio like you want.
From the 36.
Yo, y'all know the lyrics. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural jaws, born for yard. Yeah, from the home of the dogs and Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B and he ain't for the kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement on the ground. For any MC and any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer, no
warm and bang. My producer slam, my flow was like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip, dip. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. He likes it raw, keeping it dirty down to the floor. See, my name is the ODB, and I'll beat your ass. For the ladies who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. For the niggas who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. For the ladies who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. For the niggas who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. Shimmy yam, shimmy you.
She wore two tops, left back, bracelets on her wrist. She had a micro mini on her itty bitty hip. She said she liked my band and she liked the black lips. She had a lipstick on her lips, but she never did. So she ended up now, turn around, take a left to the front. Her feet went skip, went clip when they hit love rock.
Nobody, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Yeah, this is the poisonous, venomous, killer bee, queen bee connection, live and direct.
Live and direct from San Francisco, California. We bring it to you every single week at RadioLikeYouWant.com. You know how we do. Mike Ruthier, Blag the motherfucking Ripper. We're crushing eardrums. We play the best in garage music, punk rock, all kinds of crazy shit from across the globe. Wu-Tang, Wu-Gazi, whatever kind of
anything with
Wu
in it, we're all about it. Big old thanks to Off With Their Heads for stopping by the studio and doing a little interview with us. Check them out online. Also, big thanks to John Gentile for contributing some new music for us.
It ain't silly when it's John Gentile.
From Philly, telling us the dilly.
Indeed. Fuck all the dumb shit. Radio Like You Want returns. crushing eardrums. You know how we do, Mike. Week after week, you pick the finest in music to crush eardrums. And
greedy worldwide.